This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Welcome to the world that I'm from. Maybe you want to be my neighbor. Don't you want to be my neighbor? They say that where you're going ain't always where you're from. Maybe someday you'll be my neighbor. Don't you want to be my neighbor?
Hi, my name is Raul from Miami, Florida. I live in a small townhouse community here. We love it because all of us know one another. We're all friends. All the neighbors know each other by name. We know each other's dogs, each other's kids. We watch out for each other. It's what makes our neighborhood great.
We got a reminder last week to know your neighbors. Know who is a friend. That's apparently everybody down in Miami, according to our friend Raul. And know who needs to be protected, or just know whose place you can go to when you don't feel like being alone. Journalist Charles Sennett told us that he opened his place up last week in the Boston suburbs to his news hound neighbors and some other hounds.
We happen to have seven puppies in our lives, and we call it puppy therapy. We had about two dozen people in our home all watching this event unfolding and literally passing around these yellow lab puppies that we just had born in our house. And that was like this became this center of our community.
A vigilance suddenly become a matter of survival. Muslims in Boston and Cambridge trying to understand the violence that came from someone in their midst until last week, an unremarkable young man named Tamerlane Tsarnaev.
He wasn't a member of our community in any meaningful way. He did not participate in any community activities. He was not known by any members of our board, and he was merely an acquaintance.
From stranger to acquaintance to friend, knowing one's neighbors makes it that much easier for a community to respond when times get tough.
I've been in New York for 20 years, and the last 5 years that I lived in Rockaway was really the first time I finally felt like I had a neighborhood, and I had people in a neighborhood and a community that went to meetings and cared about what was going on and tried to make change for the better.
Beth Perkins told us the story of how Hurricane Sandy tested her neighborhood in Rockaway, Queens, New York last year. Beth's neighbor, Brian Bernath, told us that while devastated by the storm, the Rockaways passed the good neighbor test.
Coming through the storm, we had no real help. We helped each other. Blocks band together. It's the neighbors helping neighbors. It's what's going to rebuild this community.
But so many of you don't need a disaster to be reminded of the importance of all this.
Judy Meister, Pittsburgh, Kansas, heart of America. Absolutely care about my neighbors. No, at least three doors down in all directions. Bring them food, share plants. We know our neighbors.
Jared, I live in Astoria. I just moved, but previously I knew at least one person in every apartment around us. We spend a lot of time sitting on our front stoop and it's in the backyard barbecuing, so through offering food and drinks to people who were outside with us.
The mobile, always moving Americans means that the neighbors list needs some regular updating.
I know my neighbors. Now it's a little harder because they come and go. But before that, there were Italians who were there forever. And I had to meet with their approval before I could live here. Their idea of moving was moving from the fourth floor to the second floor. And they were the best neighbors I ever had, by the way.
I'm a longtime resident, although not the longest, of West Greenwich Village. It's always been pro forma to know your neighbors. It's always been very community organized and community oriented. People were very involved in working together to create a safer neighborhood. If you remember, New York City in the 70s wasn't all that safe. So that was one of the incentives that I think brought people together.
What are the incentives that bring you together with your neighbors? Tell us a story.
This is Andrea from Dallas, Texas. So happens that we are having a block party on Saturday, which is Neighbor Day, and we are going to get to know all our neighbors, and actually we do know them now. This probably is the best time since my childhood in the 50s of having a neighborhood.
We'd all love to be there, Andrea, and thinking about this Saturday as Neighbor Day, got any plans? Tell us about you and your neighbors at 877-8-MY-TAKE or send us a picture at thetakeaway.org or go to facebook.com/thetakeaway.
Thank you. On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.